Excuse me! Woohoo! Little fella? Hello! His son Bingo. Huh? Oh. Nemo was taken to. Sydney? Sydney! Yes, Sydney. And it's really, really important that we get there as fast as we can. So, can you please help us out? Come on, little fella! Come on! Oh. Oh. Oh, big, big fella. Big whale! Okay. Oh, maybe he only speaks whale. Okay.
We need to find his son. Can you give us directions to come back?
Oh, maybe I should try a different dialect, yeah. Humpback, yeah, humpback.
Wow! Wow!
Oh, that was too quiet. I think I need, yeah, louder, louder. Rah! Rah! Oh, that was too much orca. Don't you think that was a little too much orca? Okay.
Moo! Moo!
Oh. Oh, don't be silly. Whales don't eat clownfish, they eat krill.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, oh, what do you call them? Feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a... Oh, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world.
And that was Dirksy's audition. I still hope I'm saying that right. I think I am. I don't know. Okay.
I go first this time.
Yes, you do. This is so confusing.
I know. We can't ever do it like this ever again because it's so backwards. We're just completely confused. For the acting, oh my gosh. Good energy, good emotion. I didn't know you spoke whale. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
This cracked me up, no lie. I was sitting here laughing the whole time. I had to go back and listen to it like two or three times so that I could stop laughing and actually hear you. Because it was so funny. There I go again.
Audrey, stop that.
My throat's a little bit of a mess today. But otherwise, you know, good job. For your singing, thought you sounded a bit rushed. Like you were a little bit shaky in places, like you sounded almost nervous.
Don't be nervous. This song,
yeah, I know. This song did have a bit of acting in it, because I know that's what we got onto you for and last time, because you picked Dory and it was more acting than singing, really. This one did have a little bit of acting in it, but I think that kind of helped you instead of working against you in this case. I thought you had good emotion. Some of the, at the ends of your phrases, like, you didn't hold out the notes as long as they were in the original, so that's what kind of made it feel rushed to me. But you do have, like, a kind of a stronger voice, though. And thank you for showing us that. Thank you for showing us your pretty voice, picking a more melodic, sing-songy song.
You use such big words.
I told you, I'm a nerd. More so than that, I am a word nerd, so there you go. Anyway, that's all I had, I think. Yes.
Awesomeness. Alrighty. So, I, like Audrey, was listening to your monologue and had to re-listen multiple times because I was cracking up. Yeah, the whole whale thing, I just, like, broke and started laughing. I thought it was really funny. And I liked how you did change up some of the lines, like, the way they're said and everything, and made it a little bit of your own, so I really liked that. For your song, what? Oh, wait, I'm looking. Okay. This does have acting in it, and I liked your acting in the song. I thought the beginning of the song was more, like, was the kind of talking, singing. You were talking more, probably acting it a little more than you were singing, but as you progressed through the song, it did get, better. And, that's really all I have. So, yeses or noes?
I'm going to say yes.
I say yes as well! See what happens when you re-audition!
Uh-huh. See what happens when you take our advice and you come back and you re-audition? You get through and you're awesome and we love you.
And you get brownie points.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
It warms my heart to see people coming back, taking our advice and coming back and getting through. And it makes me a happy person.
I think has everyone that's re-auditioned made it through?
I think so, actually.
See, people?
I'm not
that's
sure.
That's an incentive right there.
Gracious, I don't know right. What's up with my throat
so
today.
So that's person 16?
Shoot, I don't know.
I don't even know what number we're on.
Let me see.
No, 17.
Whoa.
What? No.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
17?
Yes.
17. Yeah. 17.
I'm writing you on my official list now. So.
You have made the official Wonderful World of Disney list.
Yes, I have.
Which is a page in our notebooks.
Actually, mine is, like, because I didn't have a blank page at the beginning, so I tore a page out. And so it just kind of floats
wait,
in the beginning.
Now I gotta take a name off the list now.
Yeah. I already took one out and replaced it, so.
I'll do that later. Oh, jeez. Okay, so next up is lucidity.
Yes.
Lucidity? That's okay. Yeah. His song is After Today from A Goofy Movie, which I actually now know this song because people have done Goofy stuff, and now it's made me listen to Goofy Movie stuff.
Yeah, like, I think it was Rochelle, wasn't it? Rochelle Yeller did, she did Stand Out for HCOE, which is the other Disney show on VH that they just wrapped up, and everybody's been posting their finale songs and so forth on the hit singles where they post song stuff, so.
I'm trying to, it's not the same one, never mind. I was going to ask what song Blackjack did, but he did a different one.
Oh, yeah, he did, On the Open
Something
Road was the name of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here, I know the song, but I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah. But this is After Today from Goofy.
It's a song about the last day of school. Woo! Everybody's favorite day.
That. Yeah. And then his monologue was from The Incredibles. What's this dude's name?
Syndrome.
I don't remember. Syndrome.
Syndrome.
Rome? Syndrome?
Yes. Syndrome.
Syndrome. Yeah. Okay, so
The Incredibles and Nemo are probably my two favorite Pixar movies. Well, discounting the entire Toy Story franchise.
I was gonna say, Toy Story.
Well, duh, Toy Story is just awesome. And especially yeah, Toy Story 3 with Buzz, the fancy Latin dancer. It's Spanish-speaking Buzz.
Hola.
That was funny. But yes.
So.
Now we shall listen to Lucidity.
Lucidity's Audition.
Woo! Hello there. This is Lucidity auditioning for The Wonderful World of Disney. I'm going to be singing After Today from A Goofy Movie, and then following that up with a monologue from Syndrome of The Incredibles. Hope you enjoy it. They've been laughing since I can remember, but they're not gonna laugh anymore. No more Maxie the Geek, no more Goof of the Week like before. No more algebra test till September. No more looking at losers like him. No more having to cheat, no more mystery meat. No more gym, no more gym, no more gym, no more gym. Gonna move to the mall, gonna live in the pool. Gonna talk to Roxanne and not feel like a fool. Cause after today I'm gonna be cruising. After today she'll be mine. After today my brains will be snoozing. If I don't faint I'll be fine. I've got 40 more minutes of home economics, then done with the textbooks, end up with the comics. Just think of all the time I've been losing, finding the right thing to say. But things will be going my way. After today, she looked right through me, and who could blame her? I need a new me, plus some positive proof that I'm not just a goof. It's bigger. It's badder. Ladies and gentlemen, it's too much for Mr. Incredible. Whoa, whoa. It's finally ready. You know, I went through quite a few supers to get it worthy to fight you, but man, it wasn't good enough. After you trashed the last one, I had to make some major modifications. Sure, it was difficult, but you are worth it. I mean, after all, I am your biggest fan. Buddy? My name is not Buddy! And it's not Incrediboy either. That ship has sailed. All I wanted was to help you. I only wanted to help! And what did you say to me? Fly home, buddy. I work alone. It tore me apart. But I learned an important lesson. You can't count on anyone, especially your heroes. I was wrong to treat you that way. I'm sorry. See? Now you respect me, because I'm a threat. That's the way it works. Turns out there's a lot of people, whole countries, who want respect, and they will pay through the nose to get it. How do you think I got rich? I invented weapons, and now I have a weapon that only I can defeat. And when I unleash it, I'll get... Ah! You sly dog! You got me, Mom! I can't believe it!
And that was Lucidity's Audition. I had to say, like, all these usernames slow. Because I cannot say them. Okay. Whose turn is it?
Your turn, I think.
Me? Okay. Your song. I don't know if this wasn't, like, the right type of song for you. I thought you sounded strained through most of it, and your higher, when you went higher, your notes sounded really strained, and your throat sounded kind of closed, so just, like, open it up more, and I don't know, I just thought you sound kind of strained on the song. I don't know if it was the type of song or what, but I've never heard, stab myself with a pen.
don't do that.
I did that once, and the pen went in my finger. It was nasty. Okay, anyway, no one wanted to know that. But anyway, so yeah, that was my basic thing. Like, I thought it sounds kind of strange. So I've never heard you sing before or anything, so I don't know what you sound like. I don't know if it was a song or you're pushing too much or what. But then your monologue for the weird little dude with the fire hair. I thought your emotion was... I actually really liked your scene. I thought your emotion and your levels and everything were really, really good. And I thought your voice really fit him. I did hear, though, a skip in it. So, like, I could tell that you, like, cut it off at, like... I don't know how to say this. But I could hear, like, a little editing, like... click.
Are you talking about in the middle of it, or are you like in the middle of the monologue, or are you talking like between the
yeah two? In the middle of the monologue.
I think I heard that, but
like
I don't
where it had been like it had been like the audio had been cut or something.
Yeah,
so that was like the only thing I heard, but I really liked your monologue for this.
That's and what now I it's my turn. This is so backwards. Okay, for your song, I thought you had, like, kind of a raspy voice. I don't know if it was, like, I don't know what that was. Like, maybe you have a scratchy throat or something. I thought you had good energy for it and good emotion. But some of your notes, like, especially the higher ones, were a little bit flat. But I thought I kind of attributed that to your throat. I don't know if that's just naturally how you sound or if you were, like, sick or something. Because, like, I know Dylan, we kind of got onto Dylan for that, but he has a naturally raspy tone. Yep. For your monologue, I thought you really fit Syndrome really well. You had good emotion and energy, but toward the end it started to sound a little bit rushed. I know some of those lines in there were Mr. Incredible kind of interjecting, and I wish you would have made his voice a little bit more distinct from Syndrome, like maybe just made it a little lower or something. So, like, you could tell them apart because they still sounded kind of the same.
Yeah, I got kind of confused when that happened. I was like, wait, that's not...
on the parts where you got louder, like, my name is not Buddy and stuff like that, there was a little bit of an echo to me. Again, I think that may just be my super sensitive headphones picking stuff up. I should stop using these things. overall, your mic quality was... I keep getting on to people for this, but your mic quality was a little weird. Like, I know there was a pause in the middle between your song and your monologue that, like, you could tell there was just, like, a half a second or something in there where it was silence, and then you could hear the difference in the mic quality because of that. So I don't know what the deal was with that. That's all I have.
All right, so yeses or noes?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I'm kind of torn because I'm being picky about mic quality today, but I'm going to say yes.
I'm gonna say yes. Woo-hoo! As well. Person number 18. 18.
And you are now on my official list. Okay.
So. You're not on mine yet. You'll all be on it later. So we now have 18 people. We need two more. Oh my god.
See, now, I know we've been told before that we should let in too many people at the beginning and just to compensate in case of future drops. And if we don't wind up needing them, we can just eliminate more people in future. So I would venture so far as to say we could add another group of four people in just as like a safety net.
Would that equal out for the first round?
Not in the first round, no, but we could do it, like, in one of the paired rounds, I think.
Okay, well, we're gonna need...
We need at least two more.
At least
too.
If it comes down to it, we'll... And if we get enough people that are just really awesome and we have to let some more through, we will.
All you people and your awesomeness.
Yes, bring us your awesomeness. We want it.
So, those of you who made it through, yay!
Congratulations!
Those of you who did not...
Re-audition!
Yeah! Because there's two of you. So if you both re-audition and do really, really well the next time, then you could be our last two. Just saying. So, yes, we need people to audition. So we can start this already. We want to start.
We want to get started, man.
Your mic is going all freaky.
Oh, no.
You sound like a robot.
Hello?
You sound like a robot.
Oh boy, I don't know what the deal is. Testing 1, 2, 3. Am I still a robot?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Don't be a robot, Audrey. Robots are evil.
I don't know what's going
on. Oh, it's back!
Oh, yay! I don't know what's going on. But yeah, what were we talking about before I went all robot-y?
I don't know.
We were talking about people re-auditioning and...
People need to audition, so we can start.
Yes, because we have all these really awesome round themes that we're excited to get started on, so get with the picture, people! Come on.
We want to start. Come on.
Yes, please.
So, we have 18 people. 18 people.
We need at least 20.
Yeah. Silence.
Silence is golden. And so is duct tape now, apparently.
Weird.
I know, right?
Well, you know they also have, like, hot pink duct tape.
Well, I know. They have, like, hot pink and they have camouflage, and I think they have hot pink camouflage. And they have all sorts of different colors, but they've officially come out with gold duct tape now.
Whoa.
That's pretty awesome.
What?
Anyway.
Freakishly awesomeness.
So, do we have anything else we want to say?
I don't know. This is so short compared to our other ones.
I know! Our other episodes were like... We had that one that was like an hour and a half long or something. This is so short.
I know. It's like,
we feel the need to ramble to fill in the space.
I know. This is so weird. It's raining outside.
Ah, lucky. It's dry as a bone out here. Well, I mean, that's not true. It rained yesterday. But we've been in a drought for the last couple of months, so.
Rain, rain,
send some of that rain my way, please.
It's too cold. It needs to get warmer.
That's funny, because I'm the opposite way. I'm like, it's too warm, it needs to get cool. Because it's still like, you know, it barely gets into the 60s at night, and it's like 75 outside right now.
It's at the temperature where I'm in the car, and I don't know whether to turn on the heat or the air conditioning.
That awkward temperature where you don't know whether you're hot or cold?
Yeah. And I always have to have the air on in the car. I don't know why. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the wonderful world of Disney.
Thank you, people who have auditioned. Those of you that made it through, congrats. Those of you that didn't, please come back to us. Re-audition. We have two spots left. Get with it.
I want to make something clear real quick because we've been getting asked a lot about it lately. People want to know, like... how they know they made it through and all that.
Yeah.
One, you listen to this episode.
Yeah, duh. too. We will send you an email
with everything in it once we get everybody about what we're doing and all that schnazzy. Okay.
Also, to clarify, both of us have access to the email. I put both of our names in the you know, the whatever my name is thing. But
Allison and Audrey.
Yeah, that's what but it says. I think it was J1M that did this.
Everyone keeps addressing stuff to me.
Yeah, everyone keeps addressing stuff to Allison.
Audrey's usually the one that writes
the emails. Both of us have access to the email, but I'm usually the one that writes stuff. But we'll distinguish it in the bottom of the email.
Yeah, because whenever I write it, I put my name at the bottom. And if she writes it, she puts hers.
Yeah. So if you see Audrey Golightly 13 at the bottom, it's me.
Yep.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, as soon as we're done with this, I have to send emails to people named Dirksies and Lucidity and...
So they know to listen.
And Angelic Tones, so that they know they got in, so then they can come listen. Psh! Which, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know Dirksies is the one that she's going to have to wait a little bit so that we can get it on BoxNet.
She has to do, yeah.
I know Blackjack has that problem, too. Where just, like, foreshare doesn't work for them. Which is the whole reason I switched from Internet Explorer to Google Chrome, because I updated my Internet Explorer and foreshare just didn't even show up anymore.
Yeah, BoxNet doesn't work for me for some reason.
That's weird.
It's... My computer's stupid.
I'm seriously considering... And this is just hypothetical at this point, but I'm seriously considering uploading these to my YouTube just so that I can have stuff on my YouTube and so that people that don't have foreshared and or BoxNet can access them, because I think just about anybody can access YouTube.
You'd have to majorly cut them down.
I would. Which I have to do anyway for BoxNet.
Yeah.
Because I go through and once you upload them to Foreshared, I go back and download them. And then I put them in my Mixcraft that I'm recording with right now. And I chop them down into usually about 17 or 18 minute pieces. And then I upload those. And then I post the links. Which the whole process takes like 20 or 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Which that may be delayed tonight. Because I'm recording Brush Up Your Shakespeare with Cassie tonight.
Nice.
Our first audition episode. And we have four auditions. We have one from Temporary Butterfly, I think. One from Russ. And I forget who the other two were. But we have people that are auditioning for that, too. So, yeah, plug that. Audition for Shakespeare stuff. Oh, my gosh,
there is a bug flying around in my room.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck? Where did that come from? Oh, it's a ladybug.
Ooh, Janie Girly auditioned for Shakespeare. Woo!
Yay! Janie Girly!
We got Temporary Butterfly, Janie Girly, Russ, and Ophie Cal.
All those are Wonderful World of Disney people except for Russ.
I know. Gosh, Russ, come audition for us. Seriously.
You're not special until you audition
for I don't care if you have a beard and you're Jewish. You're not special until you audition for Wonderful World of Disney, dang it. We're totally kidding. You don't have to audition. But it's kind of cool because when I know Temp auditioned for Wonderful World of Disney, but she was on VH before that. Ophie Cal and Janie Girly, I think, both came from either VAA or your YouTube. I know Janie Girly came from YouTube. I don't know where Ophie Cal came from.
Ophie Cal is from VAA.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, yeah. So neither of them were on VH before Wonderful World of Disney, and now they are. And now they're auditioning for other stuff, too, which is really cool.
There's so many people that have joined VH after auditioning for this show.
I know.
Just saying.
Because we're awesome.
I think we should give extra brownie points for that.
Yes. Extra brownie points for joining VH because it's an awesome place to be. It's just a really great community around here. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And we're going to love you, by golly.
We will love you.
We already do.
Well, maybe. No,
we can't be too picky.
Yes, We only love certain people, okay?
No. Yeah. Psh, if we love you, you'll get through after the first round, so. If you get cut, we don't love you anymore. No, we're completely joking about that.
We're not mean people.
We're not. We're very nice. We actually don't even like when we have to be mean. When people's auditions, we have to turn them down. No, we don't like having to be mean. It hurts us. It makes us sad.
So
re-audition.
Yes. We were ending and then we just kept going.
I know. We
can. So
anyway,
thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Wonderful World of Disney.
Thank you and good night. Please have a magical day. All that jazz.
Please audition if you haven't. There's
two spots left. Do you hear us? Please. Two. We have to be picky now.
We want those filled.
We want get those with filled. It. We want to get started. Because we got good please stuff planned for audition. Y'all.
Please, 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 please
we're
audition.
We're begging you, please.
Your last audition. One. Okay.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening.